Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Sam Horn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilak. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Rick Sutcliffe. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Keith Miller. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fifth. The DH, George Brett. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Kurt Wilkerson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Kevin Appier. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Devereaux strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appier fields it and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to third. Two outs. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Horn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McRae bunts towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Joyner hits a line drive into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Milligan hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orsilak for the out. Two outs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0-2. McReynolds strikes out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Eisenreich. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Eisenreich steals second. Mike McFarlane batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McFarlane hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hoyles strikes out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson bunts towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sutcliffe fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sutcliffe. McRae moves to third. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Joyner is 0-for-1 in the game. Joyner hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. McRae scores. Jeffries moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Horn is 0-for-1 in the game. Horn hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Milligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milligan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. McReynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Eisenreich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a pop-up into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Orsulac is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsulac hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez strikes out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Orsulac moves to second. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Eisenreich. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Orsulac scores. Hoyles goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilkerson hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground for a single. David Sege now playing first base. Mark McLemore now playing second base. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Miller steals second. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Orsulac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appiah fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Horn is 0-for-2 in the game. Horn strikes out. Two outs. David Sege is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sege hits a line drive towards short. Wilkerson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Joyner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. McReynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Orsulak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Orsulak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich strikes out. 1 out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarlane strikes out. 2 outs. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilkerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilkerson hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Devereaux hits a pop-up into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken is walked intentionally. Mike Magnant now pitching. Tim Hewlett pinch hits for Sam Horn. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett strikes out. 2 outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui is 0 for 1 in the game. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Joyner hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Orsilac is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Orsilac hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Magnan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Magnan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McLemore is 0-for-1 in the game. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Hoyles moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Magnan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a line drive towards first. Seghi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. McReynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.